888-914-9149. Let's start off with Lewis in Chicago. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I am doing well, thank you.
Yes, I have like a very quick question. Sure. Like on Sundays, what is allow for someone who follows the church? I mean, can I maybe like cook on Sunday? Could I maybe do some work cleaning, like in the house, or like cutting the lawn, or doing other things?
It depends. I'll give you that as my first answer. So the thing to remember is that the commandment is to keep the Lord's Day holy. In the beginning, the commandment, until the time of the church, the commandment was keep holy the Sabbath day. But Jesus gave the church the authority to transfer the observance from the Sabbath to Sunday. And so ever since the time of Christ, the church has fulfilled this commandment on the first day of the week, Sunday, the day that Jesus rose from the dead, rather than in the old covenant on the Sabbath. So that being the background, the spirit of this law is that you should refrain from all unnecessary work on Sunday. Now that would mean if you're painting the house on Sunday, but you could have painted it on Friday or Saturday, or you could have painted it, you could paint it the following week, then you should not paint your house on Sunday. If it's absolutely necessary, let's say that your water heater, you know, fails, and there's water all over the floor, and you got to snap to it, and you got to mop, and you got to clean, and you got to run up to Lowe's and get a new water heater. Those are all things that involve work, but that's necessary. And so you could do all those things and not violate the spirit of the commandment to keep holy the Lord's Day. But if you're thinking, well, you know, I need to get around to changing that water heater, and that's going to take 2-3 hours of work, and I've got to go up to Lowe's and get a new water heater, that's unnecessary if you could have done it at any other time, but you decide, well, I've got some free time on Sunday, I'll do it on Sunday. That would be a violation of the church's, of the commandment to keep holy the Sabbath day. And that would extend, of course, to any occupation. If you were an OBGYN doctor and a lady goes into labor and you've got to deliver a baby on Sunday, well, you're going to deliver a baby on Sunday because that's your job. And that would also impinge upon your Sunday obligation to go to Mass. So you would not be obligated to go to Mass if you couldn't because of your occupation. You might be a police officer or a fireman or an airline pilot. There may be many ways that you can use that example. So really the dividing line, Lewis, is this work necessary here and now? I got to get it done or it'll never get done and it's urgent, in which case the church recognizes, okay, there are situations when that is certainly permissible. If, on the other hand, it's not necessary and you could do this at any other time, then don't do it on Sunday. Now, what about shopping or what about cooking? Well, certainly cooking. I mean, that's not work. I think for most people anyway, cooking can be, you know, somewhat, it could be drudgery, but it can also be a lot of fun. It could be a great time for family to get together in the kitchen and enjoy each other's company as the meal is being prepared. Of course, you enjoy the meal together. That's certainly within the spirit of keeping holy the Sabbath day, keeping holy the Lord's Day. And that leads to another area, as Pope John Paul II explained in a, I forget now, I think it was an encyclical. I would need to go back and check that. But it's called in Latin, Dies Domini. So Dies, the word for day, and Domini, the word for of the Lord. So Sunday, the day of the Lord. And it's a beautiful treatise on this commandment. And what did it originally mean? And how do we observe it? And although he doesn't give you a checklist to say, these are the things you can do on Sunday and these are the things you can't do, he certainly develops for you the spirit of approaching the Lord's Day and how best to make it holy. So obviously going to Mass, if that's possible, obviously spending some time in prayer, family time, leisure, rest, take a nap. Now, what about mowing the lawn? Of course, it's going to depend person to person. I have a very large yard, lots and lots of grass, so I have a rider mower. And so for me, although I typically would not mow the lawn on Sunday, there may be some times where it's going to rain on Monday, and if I don't mow the lawn, there'll be, you know, it's going to be knee high, you know, by the time the rain stops. So I'll mow the lawn on Sunday. But for me, it's leisure time because I can put on my headphones and listen to music, unplug my mind. I can think and I can just, you know, relax. For me, it's a very relaxing thing, especially when it's sunny outside. So in a case like that, you're mowing your lawn and it's recreation, get a little bit of exercise, but it's not work. It's not something that you could have done Saturday, but you just put it off till Sunday. Those are the ways I would say to approach it. And if you take that approach and you're thinking consciously about, well, is this that I'm doing contributing to the spirit of keeping holy the Lord's Day, then you'll know, yeah, this is great. If it's something that is work that could be done at another time, then you'd say, no, I can't do that. So that's the general rule of thumb. And Pope John Paul II really elaborates on that point. Does that help, Lewis?
Yes, it does. It does, because I bought like a very old house. So it needs like lots of work. It needs like painting, bathrooms, floors, windows. So I'm going to be doing some of the work, you know, and I don't have that much time. So I work from Monday through like on Friday. So like on Saturday, I do some shopping, cooking, cutting the lawn. So the little bit of time I have will probably be like on Sunday. And I do go to church and I do all the other things, but I just feel
I would avoid that.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would feel uncomfortable about doing that work on Sunday, because
yes,
you know,
course,
it's not necessary. Now I recognize it's convenient. I understand convenience, but is it really necessary? Could you rejuggle some things, maybe, and get some of that work done on other days, or just say my timetable is going to be a little bit further out instead of being done in, you know, in 30 days, I can get done with this in 60 days and just space it out a little bit more so I can avoid working on Sunday. And the reason I say this, Lewis, quite frankly, and this is, I think, a very widespread situation, is that most Catholic folk nowadays, they don't even think about this commandment. To them, it's like it doesn't even exist. And I don't blame them necessarily, because for the most part, over the last 40, 50 years, it has been so underemphasized. It has been so infrequently preached upon at Mass on Sunday, and the catechesis, to whatever extent it exists, generally doesn't place much emphasis at all on this commandment. And it is an important commandment, just like the other ones are. So to really revive one's sense of respect for this commandment, to take it easy, to rest, to avoid work that's unnecessary, spend time with family, let it go. All the other stuff that's nagging at you, just let it go. And unless there's a real necessity to do it, don't do it. And really devote that day to your time with the Lord and your own rest and relaxation. So for me personally, if I had that house and I had to work on it, I would try to make other arrangements. Oh, and one other thing, Liz. I'm not trying to point to myself and say, hey, look at me. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But for my own part, in my own way to try to live this out, there are times when, you know, I need something done around the house, or there's a project that a contractor is going to do. And he'll say, well, I can be there on Sunday and I'll take care of it. And I'll say, no, I don't want you to work on Sunday, because Sunday is the Lord's Day and we don't work on Sunday. And usually it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. Sometimes the contractor maybe doesn't believe in God and it doesn't register with him. But even to the point of having somebody over to the house to do some sort of work like that, we try to avoid anything like that on Sundays.
Yes.
So that's my recommendation.
Thank you, Patrick. Yes, of course. Thank you, and have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis. I appreciate it. We'll get a link to you for that document from Pope John Paul II, Dies Domini, The Day of the Lord. And it's worth your time. I mean, you don't have to read it all at once. There's a lot of material there. But if you wanted to, say, read a little bit every day, by the time a week or two goes by, you'll have it read, and you'll have a really clear, well-grounded, scripturally well-grounded understanding of the Church's teaching on keeping holy the Lord's Day.